Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
Download that Odyssey app, please. And thank you. It's powered by DuckDuckGo. Privacy Simplified. It's where you find everything we do all day long. We got Peter King joining us at 4 o'clock today. And as we get into Warriors Live around 5:30, we're going to have Anthony Slater stop on by as our Warriors insider in our 6 o'clock hour. And we're going to go to about 6:30 tonight, because at that point, we will hand you off to the one and only Tim Roy live at Staples Center. And he is going to get you ready for the tip-off of another season of Warriors basketball starting tonight down in Los Angeles against the Lakers. Two fascinating teams. Very, very interesting. I mean, and to think about how much history has come through the rivalry of Steph Curry versus LeBron James is amazing. I mean, you have two cornerstone players in terms of NBA importance in the last 20 years. The last decade has basically been fought over by these two guys. It wasn't until we got the Milwaukee Bucks kind of crashing the party that another challenger from the East, without LeBron attached to it, had any shot of really looking at like it could win a title. And, I mean, the Western Conference, it's been Steph Curry's conference pretty much since the, 14-15 year? And then we've seen what's happened in the last couple of years, and obviously things have gone wrong for all sorts of easy-to-see and explainable reasons. This is a huge year, because there's no doubt LeBron is going to get the most out of this collection of older Lakers. There is no doubt in my mind that he will. It's kind of what he does, if he's healthy enough to be out there to do it, that is. And that is another thing that we'll talk about when we get a little closer to post-game or pre-game. But when you look at what Steph Curry has done, it's so in front of our own eyes, Ray, that I feel like we fail to appreciate it. And I know you're not one for handing out flowers, but in your entire Bay Area career, how many athletes have you covered that were actually better at what they were supposed to do than Steph Curry is at what he does? You know, maybe Barry Bonds, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. I'll give you Joe Thornton.
No.
Joe Thornton just being
is
nice.
Not.
He's not.
He isn't.
He doesn't want anything.
The only other possibility, and this was for a very short window, was Rick Barry the first time through. He was an extraordinary figure on a team that was anything but. And so for those 2 years at least, I think he was as defining a player as this franchise has ever had, and that includes Curry. The difference is Curry's been that guy for essentially 8-9 years now. And the amazing thing about Curry, I mean, I think he's been appreciated plenty by people in and out of the game for a long time. This season won't be defined by him. This season's going to be defined by Klay Thompson. How quickly he can come back and how close to the Klay Thompson of old he can be. Because I think everything else rests on that. Because as good as Curry was last year, it was still a team that finished ninth. And I don't know yet if they're dramatically better than that, because we don't know when James Wiseman is coming back. We don't know if Jonathan Kuminga or Moses Moody are going to be impact players. And Jordan Poole, while he's made steady progress, he's got to make at least that much of a leap again. So there are a lot of wild cards here.
There are.
But the one thing that is constant is if Klay Thompson isn't close to the Klay Thompson of old, they look like an eighth or ninth place team again.
They might be. They might be. And look, I don't want to say that you proved my point, but the fact that you said anything other than Steph Curry unlocks this season is absurd, because Klay Thompson can come back twice as good as he ever was, and if Curry goes down, that's it. It is O-V-E-R over.
Well, it's equally over if he doesn't. I'm not going to assume that Curry is going to go down. I'm going to assume he's going to play 75 games like he always does. If he goes down, you're right. But if Thompson isn't right and sooner rather than later in the season, they're done too.
I think, I'm looking at it this way. Maybe Jordan Poole could do a better job of being a stand-in for Klay Thompson. Then there is no stand-in for Steph Curry is basically what I'm going to say.
Well, I'm going to say that Curry and Thompson are what won three titles. And Curry without Thompson has limitations, because Curry without Thompson is going to have to give the ball up to lesser choices an awful lot. One of the things that made Steph Curry who he is the fact that Thompson had to be accounted for at all times. And, you know, I mean, we're sort of arguing, did that coin come up heads or did it come up heads? But I'm going to assume that Curry is going to be healthy. And that's where I think the wild card becomes Thompson. If Curry isn't healthy, then yeah, you're absolutely right. But on the assumption that he is healthy, you know, Thompson becomes the linchpin for everything else. Because Curry can only get better with a guy beside him who must be accounted for in every possession. And I don't think there is another guy on this team who has to be accounted for in every possession yet.
Could you imagine if Klay does return as that, if Jordan Poole steps into the poor man's version of that, if Otto Porter, if Bielitsa, if these guys are just pulling so much attention, like Curry benefiting from someone else's gravity turns into something very, very special.
Oh, if everything goes right, yeah, they're not a ninth place team. They're probably a third or fourth place team. And they're a third or fourth place team with a healthy counterpuncher's chance of making a deep run. But everything has to go right for that to happen. And I think one of the things you can sort of bet on in almost every team, in every sport, is that something's not going to go right. So it's a question of how many things go wrong that don't blow you up.
Hey, the fact that Andrew Wiggins decided to make the decision to get vaccinated, that's the first hurdle that this team officially had to clear, because it threatened the continuity of the year when it looked like it might actually be a real issue. It's not going to be an issue. Andrew Wiggins, I think, has got to be incredibly steady and productive all year long for this to click. Like I said, Draymond Green, who, you know, couldn't report to training camp on time, yet still isn't ready for a heavy workload yet. It's kind of lame. Guy making $24 million a year. Can't report. Ready to roll. I mean, it's not like you sat around eating bonbons an entire offseason. You went to the Olympics. You didn't get out of game shape, unless you decided to get out of game shape in between the Olympics and reporting for training camp late. I know it was an excused absence, but I just don't want any excuses. You're making $24 million a year, and you got to get a lot better, period. I mean, like when we added Mark Willard, he was ready to go. His first show at the station, he didn't come in, you know, out of shape with a sore throat. he was ready to go. It's a new season. It's a whole new, this is who you're going to be. And Draymond, you got to be better than you've ever been for this team to go back. You know, Draymond's sitting around talking today like, yeah, I'm here to win a championship. Well, then you got to be a lot better than you were last year, and you were better last year than you were the year before that. I mean, he's got to give this team more offensively than what he's given them in the past. Period. I mean, he what was he last year? It was 7.7 rebounds and almost 9 assists last year. One of those numbers has got to be double digits. One of those numbers has got to be double digits this year, and you got to be Defensive Player of the Year.
I don't think he has to be Defensive Player of the Year, but I agree with you that either rebounding or assists have to get a little bump. And presumably part of that will be when Thompson comes back, because all of a sudden there's one more guy to find that's open on the perimeter. I was not as troubled by Green's year last year because I think he did play his ass off, and I don't think he shied from shots. I think what he is a limited offensive player who, if there isn't a thing about his game, it's that he doesn't go hard to the basket as much as he could. And if Weissman becomes more of a defensive or a force at the glass, he won't have to. So I don't mind what the point total is. But if he could kick an assist and a couple of rebounds and still play the defense he played last year, I think the Warriors should be more than satisfied.
I hope you're right. Steph Curry starts again tonight for this guy. I mean, come on, he's got the best jingle in the Bay, that's for sure.
First name Stephen, last name Curry. He came into my life, now everything is less blurry.
You get a good jingle when you get three titles with five straight trips to the NBA Finals, two-time MVP, seven-time All-Star, two-time scoring champ, who's also led the league in steals. This guy led the league with 32 points per game in his age 32 season. And he is 142 made threes away from claiming the all-time three-point record from Ray Allen. That should happen early this year. Because the Curry I want, Ray, I think we're going to get a little bit closer to it. I know that I am probably overstating 23s per game from Curry, but we got a Warrior team that is set out this preseason shooting more threes than ever. And I think when you really say, you know, what's this year going to look like? For the Warriors to be a special team in the NBA, they got to lead the NBA in three-point shots. They got to be close to three-point percentage made. And Curry needs to break his own single-season record. And I'd like to see him do that around mid-April. Like, forget about in the last couple games of the year. He needs to put this thing out to like 450 threes. He's at 402 for the single-season record right now. He's got to make 450 threes this year. And I think that they have realized that when you have the single greatest shooter of all time, asking him to shoot even more is a good thing. Certainly, the lead-up to this preseason has demonstrated that, you know, they're undefeated shooting a ridiculous amount of threes.
What they need to be is a top six team defensively. That's how they win this. That's how they go deep. All the other statistical offensive stuff isn't nearly as meaningful as them becoming a hard team to play against. And if they do that, it will mean that Thompson is back and defending at a near elite level again. It will mean that you got the same year from Wiggins that you got a year ago, the same year from Green that you got a year ago. Because last year they didn't have enough defenders, and it showed. I mean, one of the reasons why Curry had to shoot as much as he did was to keep them in games that otherwise their defense was going to keep them out of. To me, that's the most important stat, is show me your defensive numbers. Show me how well you keep teams from having to go to the line. Show me how well you keep them from shooting accurately. If you do that, a lot of the other stuff takes care of itself. But if they're an average to below average defensive team, None of that other stuff matters.
You know who you also just described? Los Angeles Lakers. Because they're going to have trouble scoring this year. They still don't have a lot of shooters on that team. But they could roll out one of the more scary defensive presences you've seen on a basketball court in a while. What odds do you give them of being a really, really good team this year? Because I don't think that there's really any middle ground for the Lakers. If they remain healthy, I think they're going to be a monster this year.
Define really, really good.
Top three seed contender the whole way through.
Okay, so what, 58 wins somewhere in there?
Feels about right, yeah. If they can stay healthy. I mean, which is going to be a big, big question mark. Like you said, how old they are, it's aggressively old. Their average age across the roster is almost 31 years old. LeBron James and Carmelo are entering their 19th seasons. When you look at LeBron's playoff workload, it's basically season 22 for him because the guy's played almost two and a half seasons, two seasons worth of playoff games. What is he? LeBron James has played a grand total of 266 postseason games. That's three seasons of basketball plus about another 20 games.
And the truth is he could only carry that team so far last year. So I think they need Russell Westbrook, who's played for 13 years.
Yeah.
Be really good and more open-minded about the way he plays, which good luck on that. They need Rajon Rondo to be a factor. He's played 15 years. They just picked up Avery Bradley, who's played 11. Right now they have 9 guys who played double-digit years.
Yeah, so
in the league. And Kent Bazemore, who's played 9, and Anthony Davis, who's played 9. It's the oldest team ever. I mean, they make the Celtics of the late 60s, you know, look like a preschool. I mean, these are preposterous numbers just in terms of number of years playing, which means that when you talk about their health, you almost have to allow for the fact that three of those guys are not going to be healthy very much. And they have to hope that it's more guys like Carmelo Anthony and DeAndre Jordan and Trevor Ariza.
Who's already hurt.
Westbrook or James or Anthony Davis.
Right. So LeBron and Carmelo, like you're saying, they're going into year number 19. Dwight Howard and Trevor Ariza start year number 18. This is year number 16 for Rajon Rondo, year number 14 for Russell Westbrook and DeAndre Jordan, year number 13 for Wayne Ellington, year number 10 already for Anthony Davis and Kent Bazemore. Now, somebody said on the text line, and I think almost any other scenario this text would be spot on, says monsters don't lose every preseason game. There's never been a preseason. How about this? The Lakers are officially the team that had every right to not be interested in the preseason. These guys don't need preseason. Like I said, every single one of them has been playing for almost 50 years already. So the preseason means nothing to that team.
Preseason performance means nothing, period.
No, it meant something for Jordan Poole. I think it means something for individual players and teams on the come. Yeah, but, yeah.
The Warriors went 5-0 and has no bearing on anything. But I don't think that Jordan Poole not losing in the preseason has much to do. I think they're already relying on him. They already know what they expect of him. And it's a question about whether he can deliver it. And that means playing 26, 27, 28 minutes a night of effective basketball. And that means being a better defender than he's been. Because it's not just going to be about shooting on this team. They've got shooting. What they need is guys who can make it hard for other teams to shoot. Because that's how they've won those three rings. And that's how they made the deep runs in 16 and 19.
Looking at starting lineups tonight, the assumed Warriors starting five is going to be Curry, Poole, Wiggins, Draymond, and Kevon Looney. Chris Haynes has already said that the Lakers starting five tonight, Westbrook, Bazemore, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and DeAndre Jordan. You know what I would like? You know what I would like to see? Just because Wiggins is on a minutes restriction, just to get into LeBron's head, starting Iguodala tonight. I mean, he doesn't need to play starter minutes, but, you know, kind of use him as an opener. The same way Dodgers are marching out and whoever to be their opener. Like go ahead. Just start Iguodala tonight. Let them know we're really happy that you're back. There's your boy, LeBron. Go make his night rough. Why not?
I'm thinking about why. And I kind of think that Iguodala's role is being overrated a bit. And I think LeBron James, nobody gets in his head anymore. And I think that those days when Andre Iguodala won a finals MVP simply because of the way he guarded LeBron James, that's kind of done.
Oh, sure.
It's history. It's nice. But I think there's a specific role for Iguodala, and it doesn't include starting and guarding LeBron James from the get. I think you could pop him in at some point just to say howdy, but I think he's sort of a feel of the game guy where, you know, Steve Kerr say, this looks like a moment where Iguodala can help us. And I don't know that those moments will happen very often. I mean, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but how many minutes a game do you think he's going to play? I'm thinking like 6 to 8.
Yeah. No, there will be certain games where it's working, it's clicking, and he'll get extended out to that 12, 15, 18-minute range, but far and few between.
Yeah, and there will also be games where he doesn't get off the bench just because...
Buying a little rest for the old man.
Well, not buying a little rest. It's just there are spots where he can't have... I mean, well, you saw the way that Miami was using him near the end. It was just they had to spot him. You know, he doesn't have deep runs in him anymore. When he's on, I think he can be impactful, but that's in a limited role.
Right. Less is more.
Yeah.
He's brought in to do that, but I do think he is going to add a level of on-court coach that is going to really benefit the younger guys on this team. And we're going to talk about the younger guys on this team. 5 Warrior goals for this season, individually and collectively. It's kind of where we're going to go until about 4 o'clock when Peter King is set to join us this afternoon. We'll talk about what the Niners could have done this bye week to improve. It's a big week for Jimmy Garoppolo. It's a real big week for Jimmy Garoppolo. It is put up or shut up time for that guy in this offense. And with Trey Lance being hurt, and him back with the ones, if he's anything other than very good against the Colts, what are you doing? What are you starting to do? Because you're drifting into the, now you're fooling yourself as to who you really are. So we're going to talk about all of that. We got the Phoenix Suns drafting DeAndre Ayton ahead of Luka Doncic and then deciding that they want to, argue about sticker price of a max contract with him. That doesn't feel like it's got an awful lot of logic to it, but I read a second story that says there is a little bit of logic to it. But I also think that is putting a cart before a horse that they actually drafted and have. So we got an awful lot of stuff to get into, including the opening night of NBA basketball. We've got playoff baseball happening right now. Did I tell you that the Dodgers were up 2-0 on the Braves? Update, 3-2 Atlanta. With the bases loaded still. So Walker,
oh my God.
Yeah, Walker Buehler in a little bit of trouble, and he is looking at a 3-0 right now. Should I just do play-by-play? Nah, I probably shouldn't do play-by-play. That's where Brian Anderson and TBS get all upset with me. So we won't do any of that. We got so much to get into today. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. Peter King around 4 o'clock. We got Anthony Slater as we get into Warriors Live between 5:30 and 6:30 tonight before we get you to Tim Roy at Staples Center. Oh my! Another season of Warriors basketball. And by the way, that is a Walker Buehler.
With the bases loaded.
Yes, it was. It is 4-2 Atlanta. Bases still loaded. And Doc Rivers, or no, not Doc Rivers, Doc Roberts making a long, long walk right now. It wasn't a long walk for Ben Simmons to go to his car after he got thrown out of practice today. And we're going to get back to all of that this afternoon. These are good times. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.